2 months ago, the Czech Highways Authority promised it would end billboard advertising along the country's main motorways, criticised as dangerous by road safety specialists. It pledged to remove a total of 440 ads within the first quarter of 2011. But it hasn't moved to do so yet, and the clock is ticking. Jan Wellinger has the details.
Czechs may have long grown accustomed to roadside billboards on major roads, but few would agree they were attractive. Worse, road safety specialists estimate they are responsible, directly or indirectly, for many needless deaths each year. Earlier I spoke to Josef Mikulík of the Transport Research Center in Brno, who told me the sooner the billboards came down, the better.
I think that there is no doubt that billboards along motorways are dangerous. We are practically the only country in Europe that face to this problem. First of all, it's a direct dangerous for the drivers that drive out of the motorway and hit the construction of billboard. There is practically no exact statistic how many accidents are connected with this type of crash. But the basic estimation is about 10 people. So we can say, we take into consideration that there are 750 people killed in the last year, that 10 people is not that much. But be aware, there are wasted life these people could live.
Basically, these are needless accidents, is what you're saying.
Yeah, they are really needless.
And the other aspect?
Other one is savvy indirect. Imagine that you drive, then you see an interesting billboard on the side. It takes several seconds to read or to get the message. And in that space, you are not fully concentrated on traffic on motorway. 2 seconds, it's practically nothing. During these 2 seconds, if you keep the speed limit 130 kilometers per hour, you drive about 70 meters. And it can happen anything. Somebody could brake suddenly in front of us. Some obstacle could appear on the motorway, and you are not able safely to react. In other countries, the professionals are aware of this fact, and this is, I think, one of the basic reasons why they don't allow place these billboards along motorways.
This is supposed to have begun to change. Back in November, the Czech Road and Motorway Directorate pledged to remove more than 400 signs within the first 3 months of 2011. On Tuesday, the head of the bureau, Jiří Švorc, told Czech Radio the authority would keep to its promise, but suggested that the problem was more complex than simply physically removing the signs. What was needed was to work out the details in legal contracts going back to the early 1990s. Under Czech law, billboards are defined as a structure, and in a number of cases, their removal is complicated. According to Josef Mikulík, that is the main reason this task, discussed far longer than just the last few months, has dragged on for years. Josef Mikulík again.
Mostly these billboards are owned by companies that are very professional in marketing. These companies came in the beginning of 90s, maybe offered an interesting price to pay to road and motorway directorate, and of course they wanted to have a good guarantee that this money flow coming from billboards will be kept for a long time. So I can imagine that from the legal point, these contracts are very well done in favor of these marketing companies, and that is very complicated to abolish these contracts. And I think that this is the basic reason why this process is lasting so long, if could be accepted or adopted a very clear law that has some efficiency on the existing constructions, then maybe it could help, that I think we have to hope that at least the no new billboards will be brought on the sides of motorways.
Transport expert Josef Mikolic, ending that report by Jan Wellinger.